When was the last time you saw a dentist, Jerry?
About 32 years ago.
Why don't you open wide? We'll take a look.
Okay.
I see some periodontal disease, some gingivitis, geographic lip. At some point you had your tongue bobbed. And your bicuspid seemed to be all tartar.
All right, let me grab the x-rays. We'll take a better look.
Hi, I'm Jerry Blank, and I'm a 46-year-old high school freshman. During the 32 years I spent as a teenage runaway, I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. But now I'm picking up my life exactly where I left off. Only this time, when I make the wrong choices, I'm doing it for all the right reasons.
Whoa, that's a hell of an overbite. Oh, you're definitely going to need some orthodontia.
What are you saying?
Young lady, I'm going to have to fit you for braces.
Braces? But if I get braces, I'll be the laughing stock of Flatpoint High.
Well, nobody wants braces, Jerry. But I'm afraid that's something you're going to have to learn to live with.
Oh.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hey, Kimberly.
Those girls don't know what they're talking about. It's not that bad having braces.
Yeah, only one good thing.
They're shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Then Jefferson bought the Mississippi and beyond, a river that Lewis and Clark had glory upon.
I've never heard the Louisiana Purchase expressed so lyrically. Thank you, Chip. You have beautiful teeth. Sit down. Jerry, you're up.
Packing a Musket by Jerry Blank. When you work from your home and John's call on the phone, you're a call girl. When you walk till you limp and give a cut to a pimp, you're a street whore. When they're begging you please to get down on your knees near their groin edge, excuse me, but you see, don't you touch where they pee without coinage.
Thank you, Jerry.
Can I straddle and squat to show you my...
All right, Jerry. All right, everybody. For tomorrow, I want you to write a history poem on Hiroshima, but nothing too baggy. And remember, I need the permission slips for this week's trip to Good Time Island.
Where's your permission slip?
Shut your dirty little mouth!
Jerry, you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Principal Blackman wanted me to speak to you about Kimberly Timbers.
My locker mate?
Yes. We'd like you to spy on her.
Spy on her? Hey... I'm no squealer, all right? I'm not snarking on anybody. What'd she do?
We suspect she might be... retarded.
Wow, what makes you think that?
Well, let's just say it's one of Principal Blackman's hunches, and we don't question those, do we? Well, what's it going to be, Jerry?
I don't think so.
I understand. It is a shame you're going to miss the big school trip to Good Time Island, though.
What? But I'm in the pleasure club. I mean, my dad's already signed my permission slip and everything, see?
Jerry, I'm afraid I can't read this note. The handwriting is so uncooperative. Listen, Jerry, don't think of it as snitching. Think of it as betraying the retarded. We're not asking you to do anything we wouldn't do.
Well, then why don't you do it?
The Board of Education has very strict guidelines for snaring the retarded. We need confirmation from one of her peers.
Why me?
Well, you've got these braces. They tend to be drawn to shiny objects.
Right. Well, I don't think she's retarded.
Really, Jerry? Well, why don't you take a closer look? But be careful. If she catches on, she may fly into a rage where she would have the strength of an ape and no remorse. Not even a bullet would bring her down. Remember, Jerry, Good Time Island.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Kimberly. So, how's your brain?
My brain?
Oh, listen, never mind. So, are you going to a Good Time Island?
Of course I'm going. I'm secretary of the Pleasure Club.
Oh, right. Sometimes I can be so retarded. You know what I'm talking about? You ever feel that way?
Who doesn't?
I don't. Do you?
Just joking, Jerry.
Really? Joking? That's funny. Did you come up with these jokes on the spot, off the top of your head, or were you born with them?
I don't understand.
She doesn't understand.
Well, see you later, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Watson, looks like this case is closed. Clearly, our locker mate's retarded. And since they're dangerous, I guess snarking's not such a bad thing. So it's up to Good Time Island. Let's go see Mr. Noblet for some good old-fashioned snitcheroo. Oh, listen, I gotta ask you to do me a favor. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, hey, Jerry.
Mr. Jellyneck, could I speak to Mr. Noblet for a second?
Sure. Jack, take five.
What can I do for you, Jerry?
I'm ready to make my report.
That was fast. You must feel good.
I guess.
Tell you what, Jerry, I'm going to head down to Principal Blackman's office and take a shower. Why don't you join me there in a few minutes and we'll tell him all about this report of yours, okay? Oh, and Jerry, this note just got a lot more legible.
No running! Say, Jerry, what was that all about?
Mr. Noblet wants me to snitch on a friend.
Snitching doesn't seem like you, Jerry.
Oh, isn't that what you think? I mean, it's not like snitching on a real person or anything. She's...
gay?
Retarded.
Yes, most of them are.
Most who are what?
Most gay people are retarded.
Wait, does that mean Kimberly Timbers is gay?
I don't know. Hey, make a pass at her and find out. She'd have to be retarded to turn you down.
Thanks. Well, are they, dangerous?
Gay people? They can't be.
No. Retarded people.
I don't know, but I do know before you do any snitching, you better find out. Retardation or celebration? This will have all the information about retardation that you need.
Let's read it now.
Hi, this is Wilford Brimley. Welcome to Retardation, a Celebration. Now, hopefully with this book, I'm going to dispel a few myths, a few rumors. First off, the retarded don't rule the night. They don't rule it. Nobody does. And they don't run in packs. And while they may not be as strong as apes, don't lock eyes with them. Don't do it. Put them on edge. They might go into berserker mode, come at you like a whirling dervish, all fists and elbows. You might be screaming, no, no, no. All they hear is, who wants cake? Let me tell you something, they all do. They all want cake. Well, that's it for the celebration. I guess the most important thing to remember is they're just like you and me.
They're just like you and me. Daddy, can I talk to you for a second? Well, I know you're really busy. A lot went down in school today. I'm really in a K-hole. They want me to snitch on my locker mate. I don't know what to do. I mean, at first I thought, well, all right. You know, because she's dangerous and different. But then I found out they're just like you and me.
Hey, Pops, can I borrow the car when you're done tuning it? Thanks. Oh, man. I almost forgot. Which one do you want first, Jerry? You pick.
What are you talking about?
First, did you just finish eating crackers?
No, why?
Because your teeth sure look crummy.
Oh, yes.
Okay, numero deuce. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I heard you're a snitch.
Where did you hear that?
A retarded little bird told me.
Yeah, well, read between the lines, pussy.
Oh, yeah? Read between these lines.
Oh, hi, Jerry. I'm glad you're home. You can help me set the table.
What are we having?
Oh, your brother helped me pick it out. Everything is south of the border. We're having corn on the cob, beef jerky, and for dessert, taffy apples.
Well, I can't eat any of that.
Oh, well, it's a good opportunity for you to lose some of that baby fat. You don't want to go to Good Time Island looking all puffy.
I may not be going to Good Time Island.
Oh, well. Your father and I will miss you. We're going to be chaperoning.
Don't you care why I might not be going?
Well, you're a freshman in high school now, Jerry. I think you're old enough to make your own mistakes.
It's not about mistakes, Mother. It's about choices. And I've chosen to make a mistake.
Well, I think you're making a mistake with this choice.
I'll be with you in a moment, Jerry. Just thought I'd liven the office with this sketch of Noblet. So, you never showed up with that report yesterday. What is, Jerry?
Warden, Principal Blackman, if I did have anything, which I don't, and it proves that Kimberly is retarded, which I don't know for sure, what would you do?
Well, we'd probably track her down, tranquilize her, and then try to harness her tremendous strength for some practical purpose.
But they're just like you and me.
I don't care if they're just like me and me. They're a menace. I anticipated that you feel this way, so I took the liberty of calling your parents.
Look, Jerry, I have no idea what this is all about, but your father is extremely disappointed.
Mr. and Mrs. Blank, I called you in today because of the brazen display of audacity. Jerry has refused to cooperate in our official investigation.
Witch hunt.
And by audacity, I mean hubris, overweening pride.
Principal Blackman.
It's Blackman.
What I'd like to know is, why is there a retarded girl in school with my daughter?
Mrs. Blank, we're doing our best to weed them out, but some of these retards are extremely clever. Anybody could be one.
What? Just because I have a slight overbite, Dad, please. I'm old enough to defend myself.
Evidently not yet old enough to betray a retarded girl.
How dare you? You know, if I had any kids I kept, I would treat them a hell of a lot better than you're treating me. Oh.
All they hear is, who wants cake? They all want cake.
Mrs. Blanket's an awkward age. I'm sure it'll all work out fine. I just have to figure out a way to tighten the emotional thumbscrews so I can break her.
Thank you, Principal Blackman. Side. Why do I always have to be the bad guy? Sit still, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Principal Blackman. Just a minute. Are you here?
Mr. Blank, I hope you're sitting down. I figured out a way to tighten the emotional thumbscrews. You see, if Jerry doesn't cooperate, then you and your wife can't go to Good Time Island either. There's no need to panic, Mr. Blake. You see, just get her to acquiesce. That's an ugly word, Mr. Blake. Well, it's different when we call each other that. Damn cracker.
Remember, everybody, the fun bus leaves tomorrow at 12 noon sharp.
I heard it's supposed to rain.
Not on Good Time Island. They'll just put up the pleasure dome. Hey, has anybody heard from Jerry Blank?
No.
That's too bad. She usually enjoys pleasure. I sure hope she comes.
What about her braces?
That's no reason to treat her any differently. I almost had to have braces once. But at the last minute, the dentist realized I had perfect teeth. Now, do you all have your costumes?
I'm going to be a jester.
I'm going to drive with my eyes closed. I'm not going to wear any underwear. Clawson, I don't need Good Time Island as long as I have you.
Well, I hope you're happy. You've succeeded in hurting me.
What are you talking about?
Thanks to your obstinance, your father and I won't be able to go to Good Time Island. Look at what you've done to your father.
I'm sorry.
Well, sorry doesn't make it any better, but stitching does. I think you ought to turn in that girl.
She's the only one who's been nice to me since I got these braces. And besides, you're not my real mother.
Now, don't you run away from me, young lady.
Stop it! Stop it! Come on! Come on!
Now, look what you've done.
Well, let's give those braces a good crank. Hey, Jerry, why the long face?
I guess you heard my awful news.
What? About you being a snitch?
No, about Clawson getting boiled. Hey, how did you know about my stitching problem?
I'm a dentist, Jerry. People tell me things. So, what are you going to do about Kimberly?
I guess I'm going to turn her in. They broke me, Doc. My friends, my family, the school. They cracked me open like a rotten molar. What have I got to lose?
Only your integrity, Jerry. Let me tell you a little story. You know, when I was in high school, I had polio. I begged my mother not to tell anyone. I was so embarrassed. And you know what? She didn't. Not even the doctor. That's why I have to wear this leg brace for the rest of my life. And this brace serves as a reminder of the power of loyalty in a world full of betrayal.
Beautiful story, Dr. Link. Well, I bet if Principal Blackman heard your special story, he'd let me go to Good Time Island.
Well, the fun bus leaves in 15 minutes. Let's forget the cranking. Why don't you go on down to school and tell them your special story? Break a leg, Jerry.
Isn't sexy. But I want you all to know that I can't go to Good Time Island because I won't turn snitch. All right. In the old days, I might have. But I've changed. People change. Changes. I'm not the same Jerry Blank who informed on those blind orphans. I'm not the same Jerry Blank who revealed the hiding place of those Guatemalans such as yourself. And I'm not the same Jerry Blank who took a crap in the Fleischmann's holly bushes last night. I should be sitting on this bus, but instead I'm going to be at home with my dead lobster and the knowledge that I did right. Thank you.
That was a moving speech, Jerry. Now get off!
Wait! Clearly! She's retarded. I mean, if she wasn't, she wouldn't be a suspect in the first place.
Peter, Norbert Cartoli. Nice try, young lady.
I'm not retarded. No!
I'm not retarded!
Jerry, take her, please. Well, what are you going to do once you get to Good Time Island?
I'm going to get laid!
Up next, catch classic sketch comedy at its best. With celebrity hosts and great musical acts, you can't miss Saturday Night Live. Next.